Now, by the way, that's the basic pattern. Could you not do a softening pattern frame on that and make that come off, right? Okay, they say saying mean things means you're a bad person. You're kidding me. Really? See, you know what? When I was growing up, for me and my family, being direct was the only way to show somebody that you cared about them. That was the only way to show somebody you cared about them, because you were willing to tell them what they needed to hear. Okay, equivalence. Your being late means you don't care about me. Get this one. So what you're doing is you're challenging you're challenging their model of the world. So your being late means you don't care about me. Most people I know judge caring on the basis of sensitivity to another's feelings, not their awareness of time. Equivalence. That's right in the middle of the page. 7-4. Equivalence. Cancer causes death. Not all medical people hold that belief. Many believe that all of us have some mutant cells all the time, and that it's only when the immune system is weakened that it becomes a problem. So what you're saying is that's not true in everybody's model of the world. That's basically what you're going to communicate to them. Equivalence. Nuclear arms make strength, protection, and safety. You say, you may call it protection or safety, but I call it paranoia and fear. Yeah? Number 4. You guys love these. These actually shake people up every time you read these. Number 4, apply to... Well, you're going to get the hang of it. Number 4, apply to self on cause evidence. Equivalent, saying mean things means you're a bad person. That's a pretty mean thing to say. So all you're going to do on apply to self, you're just going to turn it right back on them. Whatever they say, you're going to turn it back on it. Your being late means you don't care about me. Now you tell me. I wish you'd cared enough about me to tell me earlier. Yeah, those are apply to self. 7-5, cancer causes death. That belief has spread like cancer over the past few years. It would be interesting to see what would happen if it died out. Equivalence, nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. You know what? The fallout of this belief may have the fallout that this belief may have as a byproduct could be as devastating as an atomic blast if it bombs. Terrible. Number 7-5, apply to self on belief, value, or effect. Equivalent, saying mean things means you're a bad person. Bad people always tend to find only the bad in others. Ooh. Bad people tend to only find the bad in others. Yeah. You're being late means you don't. Some of them are a little bit harsh. Your being late means you don't care about me. A really caring person would be able to overlook a little tardiness now and then. Ooh. It's kind of like an apply to self, but this is apply to self on the belief, value, or effect. Equivalence, cancer causes death. That's a pretty deadly belief to hold on to too strongly. It can only lead to a dead-end street. Equivalence, nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. Are you sure this is a safe belief to hold so strongly? Yeah. Number 6, change frame size, context, on cause evidence. Equivalence, saying mean things means you are a bad person. It may seem mean now, but if you look at the bigger picture, you'll see that it was necessary. Or, bad for how long? Saying mean things means you're a bad person. Bad for how long? I like that. Equivalence. Your being late means you don't care about me. Better late than never. That's changing the frame size. Or B, with the warm, caring reception I get when I do get here, I ought to be risking my life to get here every spare minute. Equivalence. Cancer causes death. Is that a belief that you'd like your daughter or son to have? Yeah. Or, if everyone had that belief, we'd never have a hope of finding a cure. Equivalence. Nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. For how long? How many nukes? For whom? Or for what? All you're doing is changing the frame size there. Hierarchy of criteria on effect, belief, or value. Number 7. Says equivalent, saying mean things means you're a bad person. Don't you think it's more important to be genuine than to be nice? Or don't you think it's more important to be honest than to tell people only what they want to hear? Or don't you think it's more important to be direct than to be nice? Or don't you think it's more important to be honorable than to tell people what they really want to hear? So what you're doing is on the hierarchy of criteria, you're pointing out some more value, some higher level values. So they say, well, that just means you're a bad person. You're saying, well, don't you think it's more important to have integrity and be direct with somebody than to just be nice? Yeah. Your being late means you don't care about me. Isn't it more important to fulfill my responsibilities to the people who are depending on me than to be punctual? It's values. Equivalence, cancer causes death. Don't you think it's more important to focus on what would make life worth living and on how to make it more worth living for everyone rather than focus so much on one's own death? Actually, that one works pretty well. I used that one with somebody that came to work with me for cancer. I didn't say it just in that phrase, but I used that concept to do the therapy. Yeah. Equivalence, nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. Don't you think it's unmanly to bully people by using excessive force when they're unprepared? Or don't you think it's unfair to bully people by using excessive force when they're unarmed? Or don't you think it's dishonorable to bully people by using excessive force when they're unarmed? Number seven, we're on page 77. Number eight, consequence. Consequence. Equivalence. Saying mean things means you're a bad person. I'm only saying mean things to make them better. Or, if I didn't say mean things, I'd do them. That's terrible. See, if there weren't bad people, then who would tell us our faults? let's see, where were we? We said, consequence was, you're looking at the consequence. I'm going to do consequence one more time because we might have missed it. Saying mean things means you're a bad person. I'm only saying mean things to make them better. Or if I didn't say mean things, I'd do them. Or if there weren't bad people, who then would tell us our faults? Equivalence, you're being late means you don't care about me. If I hadn't been late, I might have lost my job, but I cared too much about you to risk it. Equivalence, cancer causes death. Beliefs like this tend to become self-fulfilling prophecies because people stop exploring their choices and options. I like that. Equivalence, nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. Believing that nukes are the only way to be safe can lead to weakness because we failed to see other powerful choices. Good answer. This belief leads to paranoia, which makes people act irrationally. Okay, number nine, another outcome. What is more relevant is the question that you're asking yourself. Equivalence, saying mean things means you're a bad person. A, the issue here is not whether I'm saying mean things or I'm a bad person, but rather, do the ends justify the meanness? That's kind of funny. Or, the issue here is not whether I'm saying mean things or I'm a bad person, but rather what response a communication elicits. Oh, but whether what response a communication elicits, I get it. Equivalence, you're being late means you don't care about me. Whether I'm late or uncaring isn't the issue, but rather whether we can meet each other's need in this relationship without laying any unnecessary trips on one another. Now, by the way, when it says another outcome, you're just saying, what's more relevant? And a good way to start that is, hey, this isn't the issue. They're saying this is the issue. You're going, that's not the issue. What's the issue is whether or not we can meet each other's needs in this relationship without laying any unnecessary trips on one another. Equivalence, cancer causes death. The real issue isn't what causes death, but rather what causes life and health. Let's explore that. Equivalence, nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. The real issue isn't whether nukes make us safe, but whether it's worth protecting, or whether there's a better choice, or whether we're acting honorably and logically and not out of fear. Number 10, metaphor or analogy on effect, belief, or values. Equivalence, saying mean things means you're a bad person. Would a dentist be bad or mean if they told someone they had a cavity? Ooh. Equivalence, you're being late means you don't care about me. A, if a surgeon is late for dinner because he's saving someone's life, does that mean he doesn't care about eating? So they're just using a metaphor. Yeah. Equivalence, cancer causes death. Cancer is like a grassy field and your white cells are like sheep. If stress or excessive chemotherapy or bad diet reduce the amount of sheep in the field, then the grass gets overgrown and turns to weeds. But if you concentrate on growing and adding more healthy sheep back into the field, it'll reach ecological harmony again. Equivalence. Nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. A. Nuclear weapons are like cancer. The immune system may not realize the danger until it's too late. That's a metaphor. Number 11, redefine on cause or evidence. Saying mean things means you're a bad person. I'm not saying mean things, I'm telling the truth. I'm not saying mean things, I'm expressing my point of view, or I'm not saying mean things, I'm stating the facts. So what you're doing is you're just redefining the last part. That's almost like, you know how nowadays we talk politically correct things, they don't have used cars, they have pre-owned vehicles. All you're doing is you're changing the word, you're redefining the word. So here, and you're doing it on the second half. So I'm not saying mean things, I'm just telling the truth. Yeah, equivalent, experienced cars. Equivalence, you're being late means you don't care about me. I'm not late, I was delayed. Equivalence, cancer causes death. It's not the cancer that causes death, it's the breakdown of the immune system that causes death. So let's explore the ways you can bolster the immune system. Equivalence, nuclear arms make strength, protection, or safety. It isn't the nuclear arms that protect people.